This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Paul Manafort, the center of attention. The president throws in his two cents, but who will go down as a result of what Manafort has said? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, one of my favorite people on the planet, joins us now, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob.
Hey, thank you, man. On the planet, that's I'm pretty humbled.
You know that. The best thing that ever happens when we started talking. Are you kidding? And by the way, I think your book still is fabulous. Tell everyone where they can get it, because it's still out there.
You can Google Bob Ney Sideswiped, and it'll come up. And through that site, B-O-B-N-E-Y, Sideswiped, you can get it.
Sideswiped. All right, speaking of sideswiped, when you listen to the president, he sounds like he's been sideswiped by Paul Manafort. Wow, it's like all the president's men in the past, and who's going down and who's convicted. What do you make of what's happening now with the Mueller investigation and everything that's trickled out?
Right, it's all centered on, right now, the people who are in the middle of pleas or deals or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And Cohen, we can start with him. Cohen was the president's lawyer. He's been charged with lying to Congress, specifically lying on the fact that he told Congress that after January of 2016, you know, when the election was going before the primary, that they quit discussing a project, a Trump Tower project in Russia. He quit discussing it with the president. Now, he's been charged with a lie. Why is that important? Because the government wants to show that after January and continuing on, the president had discussions about what Trump Tower. And one news story is coming out is that it's possible that they were considering giving Putin a penthouse. Now, that's, you know, speculation. Now, the problem with this, for the prosecutor, too, is, you know, Cohen lied to Congress, then he said, well, to Mueller, I lied. Well, is he lying again? You know, because, look, he and Manafort are literally, especially Manafort, are looking at potentially passing away in prison of old age. You know, their sentence would be so long. Then you go to Manafort, who now they've said the plea deal is all ripped up because he lied after that. Kate, the one observation I have about that, if I could, is that what are they looking for from Manafort? Forget the fraud and all those things. They're looking for the fact that Manafort will confirm that Donald Trump knew about this Russian meeting, because Manafort says he didn't know. So they're saying, I think, you're lying now, and they're going to rip up the plea agreement, trying to force him to say Trump knew. So, you know, that's very possible, and sometimes it's like being waterboarded. Sometimes people will say what you want them to say because you're waterboarding them. You never know. And they go to the witness stands, and a lot of times the defense rips them apart. You know, did you lie one time? Did you lie a second? Are you lying now? So that's, you know, part of the problem with this. But again, you know, it all points to, you know, pushing and Trump and squeezing these two. The third thing, by the way, was this Chicago Mr. Burke, and he was billed by the national media as a tax lawyer for Trump. I do have really good resources who I've talked to in Chicago, and they tell me that this story will blow away because he did a very ugly deal of a tax appeal in Chicago for Trump on a building, but it was legal but very ugly, they said. But they said there's a ton of other things that happened why they raided his office. So they said this story is going to be overrated.
Ooh. All right, so that's something to look for. Absolutely. Then how about this story? Because, I mean, could it be any poker red hot than this, Saudi Arabia? So the Trump administration signs off on the $15 billion deal to sell the Saudis the Lockheed Martin hardware, basically the missile that's really our crown jewel. That was reported all over the place. You know that. You sent me a link to that story, and I read that story too. And now on the heels of what the Senate voted this week to advance a resolution to pull U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition. Wow, what do you think is going to happen here? And that, by the way, is the guys in Yemen.
Yes, you know, you and I talked tons of times ago we talked about how when Mohammed bin Salman became the crown prince and he let women drive and things, I know we were, you know, talking about the fact that, you know, this guy wasn't as a good guy as everybody thinks. And little did we know that he would end up, you know, doing what he's done. And I say that because, you know, Lindsey Graham said he wanted to wait for the briefing. He came out of the briefing, he cussed, and he went after Saudi Arabia. Because in that briefing, it convinced enough people that the original vote this year was 55, I think 44, and that was to cut off all of our support to Saudi Arabia because they're in this proxy war against Iran in Yemen, and we back them with everything, money and weaponry. And it failed. Bernie Sanders had really championed this issue. And so what happens? They go into this briefing, they come out, and it's 63-37. It passes to say, you're done with this. That, first of all, Katie, is historic against Saudi Arabia, and it's a rebuke of the president, too, who keeps holding to Mohammed bin Salman that he didn't do it, when his own CIA says he did. I think they have something so concrete that they put forth for these senators that they changed their mind. But again, on the heels of it, the president, you know, goes with something that was in progress, these bad missiles, but he still didn't delay it. So I think at some point in time, you know, the president is going to be on the wrong side continuously with this issue until he realizes that Mohammed bin Salman is disintegrating in worldwide support.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. This is a good question to ask you as a follow-up to that. How safe is it for Americans to go to Saudi Arabia?
Well, Saudi Arabia, I lived there, as you know, in 1983. I was the American manager of a company. And Saudi Arabia has always been, you know, I have Saudi friends, but the kingdom itself can be very brutal. I think it's technically safe, but like anything right now, Saudi Arabia would love to find an American spy, quote, and, you know, as they do in Iran. But I think at this point in time that you have to watch. If you have a ruler who had a man hacked to death because he spoke out against him. So if you're American and you go to Saudi Arabia, I'd be really, really, really careful about, you know, what activities you engage in, taking pictures, you know, doing something religiously over there. I don't think it's as safe as it used to be in the sense that you could be part of a setup to make America, you know, look bad.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right, so you live there. You know what that was like. Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye, Kate.
Bye-bye. Coming up on the show, boy, oh boy, there is so much happening. What a huge couple of days we have going on here in these United States. We still have the campfire, which is totally out, but now the possibility of floods. We also have another interesting deal that's going on. We've got, you know, the problems with the caravan coming up from Mexico and these crazy tent cities that are being set up. And oh yeah, we're already into December. How'd that happen? Stay with us.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you.
Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Christmas presents, and I'm so excited. I want to share it with all of you. You always hear about Kate's Kibble and my dog Mahalo, which of course Mahalo means thank you in Hawaiian. I feel fortunate I got to spend some time in Hawaii, in Maui mostly, although I've been to the Big Island, and I have a speaking gig, America, tonight. I have a speaking gig in Honolulu in April. I'm so excited. It's going to be good, and it's broadcast related. So I will bring you some shows from Hawaii, and it's always so fun to go there. I love the people. And I mean, what's not to love? You know, you got the beach, you got the weather, you got the cool music. There's a lot of neat things about Hawaii. I'm wondering if our pal Andy, who is the technical director for this particular show, if you've been, Andy, to Hawaii at all.
Yeah, I visited Hawaii when I was younger with the family.
Did you like it? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I was kind of intrigued by the local community, especially I think I was about 16 at the time. So there was a bunch of kids at the skate park, and spent some time hanging out with them, and then went on some expeditions with the family around the volcanoes, went surfing on one of the beaches. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so what you just said is so key, and 16 is a good age for a young guy or even a girl to go, because there is cool things to do there, and the surfing is big. You can take surf lessons or whatever, but it's just really neat to be able to do that in Hawaii. I had the chance, I went there on a honeymoon, I had the chance to go there, and we did snorkeling and went to Malakini and did all the really Lahaina, which is a cool little town in Maui. So this is Honolulu, and Honolulu is equally as beautiful in a different way. All the islands are different, and I'm excited about this. I'll be talking about America tonight, frankly. I'll be talking about what it's like doing this talk show and doing television and the whole broadcast thing from A to Z. So I'm very, very excited about that. And thanks to all of you, because I've been getting a ton of email. We're going to go to our email segment coming up next about ordering my book. So I know a lot of you ordered my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. It's on Amazon.com, so maybe Christmas presents, I'm not sure. But Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. It tells another side of my life, kind of the sporting side. I didn't go into the political side and the business side as much, a little bit of the business side, because I thought, boy, everybody will be confused. We got to stick to one theme here. What happened on the sports side, and what was it like trying to crash through the glass ceiling? Because there was always guys helping me. Always men have been good to me, but not the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers and how they felt was, of course, different. But anyway, it's not as totally about me. It's about you. It's about what can you do to deal your own destiny, no matter how old you are or where you are in life. So just a big thank you to everybody who's ordered that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a reminder that we do, speaking of dealing your own destiny, we do this thing called Nail the Score in our Wednesday into Thursday show, the last segment of the first hour. More of you are sending emails, and then, of course, we have callers. We have a lot of our regular callers, like thank you to Dan and Pete and Sharon and Maine, always there for me, always these peeps coming out, no matter if they're in the bunker or they're in the house or it's raining or it's snowing or whatever. And I'm certain that all of them will win something, too. But this time around, because we do it fair, we pull a name out of a hat, Dick won the $15 gift certificate for Wings at Wingstop. So yay for that. Because I said celebrating 10 years that every week somebody was going to get a prize. If nobody nailed the score, at least somebody would get, you know, whatever, a free coffee or something for fun. We would draw names. So there you go. Couple of quick hits for you. I love quick hits. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about, obviously, happening in Washington. We just did that. But it's Christmas time for so many people. So are you running out and getting a real tree or a fake tree? If it's a fake tree, you're taking it out of the box, trying to make it look good, setting it up. Now buying a Christmas tree this year, it's costing a lot of money because there's a tree shortage. So firs, spruces, pines in some areas of the country, I guess, are really expensive. And replenishing takes time. Trees need up to 10 years to mature. Remember the fire we just had? I talked about that, the campfire. Thank goodness it's out, but so much loss of life and property and just really sad for people. And the good thing is humanity coming to help them and so many people reaching out. But there were some Christmas tree farms in that area that were completely lost. Oregon, which is the top producer of Christmas trees, had 699 licensed growers in 2010. You know what it is now? It's like 390. So the lack of trees and is pretty big, and small sellers are feeling that impact in trying to bring the trees down. It used to be that you could just really get pretty good deals on Christmas trees. Now, on average, they say Americans are spending $77, and around mid-December, the price drops to about $64, but that's if you can find a decent tree. So, if you are a Christmas tree fan, you may be shelling out a little more for that Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree fan. I grew up where didn't matter, rich, poor, two nickels in your pocket. My mother would be damned if we didn't have a live tree. So that was a big deal. And you know what? It was cool because I just have that memory of going to pick out the tree, and the tree was a huge part of what, you know, what we cared about. So yeah, you run around, pick out the tree, who gets to pick out the tree, that whole kind of thing. And you may have had those same memories. You might have had those same memories, right? In the meantime, here's something else. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are going to sign that new trade deal. We talked about this a lot on America Tonight. If you recall, if you're a regular listener, we talked about, you know, no matter what anyone thinks, no matter if you are, I won't say pro, but if you have problems with Donald Trump or you like Donald Trump, you have to give him the thumbs up for getting through this. The there might be a little bit of a hurdle, but the president and the leaders of Mexico and Canada are going to sign a revised trade pact on Friday that changes some of the rules governing the free flow of commercial goods across North America. So the ceremony is going to be held at 7 a.m. at the opening of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires in Argentina. It's going to bring the three countries a lot closer to that goal of the commerce, of continental commerce, and making it easier for companies to move the goods, the supplies, all that stuff across the border, because the borders all coincide, as you know. But they say there's still a bunch of work that has to be done, and it'll replace the 24-year-old NAFTA agreement, so the North American Free Trade Agreement, which essentially eliminated NAFTA tariffs on most goods traded by all three countries. So this one is going to be different, and it has to be ratified by all the legislative bodies. People forget that, by all three countries. Now, will that be complicated? It could be. It could be, you know, complicated. A vote in Congress probably won't happen before next March or April. Could be delayed as up to next fall, maybe. Because if you're paying attention to where everything's going, that's what it looks like. They're going to wait before, I think, wait for the report, their full report, before scheduling a vote on the deal. So, anyway, keep following that bouncing ball. Weather and rain in Los Angeles. Rain in Los Angeles on Thursday. People did not do well with it. There was massive car accidents all over the city. I was looking at tweets about that. I was like, what's going on? The California Highway Patrol tweeted that, look, we can't stress it enough. Rain does not cause crashes. How you drive in the rain does. That's pretty bad. When you got Chips tweeting out, look, it's you, you idiots. And they said, turn your lights on, slow down, leave extra space between your car and the car ahead of you, and keep both hands on the wheel. I love this. They have to tell the people in L.A., in La La Land, put your hands on the wheel, stay focused, and stay behind enough distance between you and the people in front of you. Is that crazy? Right? I saw it. I looked at the tweet from the Los Angeles County police officer. One of the police officers tweeted it out. And then the county of L.A. did it, too. And they put six different things. Wipers on, headlights on, don't brake if your car skids, stay focused on the road, extra room between the cars. Wow. Hang with us. We're diving in the mailbag next on ATM with me, Kate.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit. He will meet with leaders from around the world. However, Trump tweeting he's decided to cancel his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin due to the tension between Russia and Ukraine. Now, as for President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, and his involvement with the Russians and his guilty plea,
I have no dealings with Russia. I have no deals in Russia. I have no deals that could happen in Russia because because we've stayed away.
Now the president goes on to tell reporters that his company's efforts to build Trump Tower in Russia never happened.
Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the Nasdaq down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mail, mistress.
Oh boy, do we ever have mail. So let's hit the mailbag, and I'll tell you what, then one of the very first things that popped up was this from Ike. I love the name Ike. Kate Delaney, I heard you mention your book, DYOD, baby, and I have to tell you, I stayed up all night reading it, and I absolutely loved it. You should talk about it more. I'm going to get some for my kids. Well, Ike, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and don't you love the way I started off with that? Because I saw, and he kind of formed this really cool email. He had other emoticons on it. And usually I'm not an emoticon person, but the way he did it was very, very clever. Let's put it that way. How about that? Then we go to this one. This is from Russ. And Russ levels this one at us. Kate, I am so confused about this Paradise Fire, or as you call it, the Camp Fire. I don't really understand how this fire was started, how it swept through that area and the people could not get out. I just find that so depressing and so at odds with what happens when there's fires. Yes, people can get caught, but how are they trapped and their tires on their cars are melting? And you talked about it. It was terrible to hear about those people who tried to escape and there were bodies in cars or people running away, but it was too damn late for them. What is going on in California? Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because somebody sent me a story and I followed up on it about the deadly consequences of what they call road diets. And what is a road diet? A road diet is when they what they basically have is a zero, a vision zero kind of type road diet is what they call it, and the primary traffic along the primary traffic artery. So it causes life-threatening issues with this speedy flow of evacuees out of dangerous areas. So more municipalities are pondering that whole road diet thing because of what they think it does, how it shrinks the area, shrinks what they're taking care of. But by doing the road diet, you bog down traffic and gridlock. So now imagine you've got people trapped in cars, flames on both sides of the road, people running on foot, barely escaping with their lives. And the reason is because you've got wildfire country all around them. You have mountainous terrain. And when the fire comes in and you've got about 250,000 people, depending on evacuating along an extremely limited road and a highway network where every square foot of space is critical, how many people are getting out? I mean, it's just who gets there first and how they get out. And that's why they got trapped. There were only four roads of escape for 40,000 people in Paradise, a town near Paradise, Upper Ridge, also near there. And they're narrow two-lane mountain roads. So evacuating a major event, multiple fires, yeah, it ain't happening. The people who got there first, fine. The other people burned up in their cars. How sad is that? And then tried to run and everything else. Just too narrow, no way to get out. So it looks beautiful, and it was beautiful, and it became a death trap. The road diet became a death trap. Because also trying to get emergency crews in. Think of fire departments, all of that, the lanes, the drivers trying to pull right. They can't, emergency response is cut down. Oh, could you just pull over right into the fire? And you can see it. I saw a horrific video of this. It's a public safety hazard for cities and counties around California while they install these thousands of road diets. I mean, it's tragic. They need to cut that out now. It's public, for the public, it's not safe. It's not safe. Awful. Because you have no way to get around the traffic. You're scrambling, they're scrambling, emergency crews are trying to come in, they're scrambling. Yeah, that's brutal. And then I got this one from Saul, who says, Kate, I know you like those stories of survival. Did you see the story about the woman stranded on a mud road for like 3 or 4 days and how she survived? I did. So for everybody listening in Iowa, and I know we have a big crew in Iowa listening, there was, and you probably know the story, but there was this Canadian woman, and there's lots of stories written about her. There was this Canadian woman who said she's thankful to be alive. Her name is Terry Harnish, 72 years old, and she was from Nova Scotia. She was visiting friends on Turkey Day. She took a wrong turn onto a dirt road outside of Fairfield, and she was rescued on Sunday after her car was discovered by snowmobilers. And she said she was concerned. She knew angels and God would save her, but she was glad that the boys came along, is what she said. So, you know, just turned the wrong way. And all of a sudden, she's in several inches of mud. She tried to turn the car around, but then she had a Nissan. It got stuck in the mud up to the wheel well, so it made it worse. So this is a woman, 72. She had a knee replacement. She tried to walk to one of the farmhouses she passed, but the mud was so thick, she kept getting stuck. She lost her balance, fell face first. And what was she going to do? She couldn't even have the strength to get up, so she had to go back to the car. It was too risky with the cold and the wet and everything else. So she was out of gas. Temperatures were like 28 degrees. Her friends had filed a missing persons report with the police department. They tried to trace her cell phone. No luck. She didn't have her phone with her, I guess. Oh, that's when you need your phone. For all the kvetching we do about phones and distractions in cars, there's the example of where, you know, you need it. So Sunday's 11-inch blizzard, I guess, saved her because the two teenagers were riding snowmobiles. She turned on her hazards, flashed lights, honked her horn. They noticed her. They opened the door and, you know, screamed, "She's alive," and they said it's a miracle. So the father came back with the tractor, took her back to town, and she was there for days, no serious injuries. That's an awesome story. That's good to retell that story. So thanks for sharing that. Appreciate it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Alan, and Alan says, "America Tonight and America Tonight. Listeners, first of all, I hope you and yours have a great holiday. I've enjoyed listening to the show for this past year, Kate. I'm usually working when you're on, and I turn it on, and you make me chuckle, you make me angry, and think about things when the crazy nuts running the asylum in Washington aren't doing what they should be doing to represent us. You have interesting guests. I've gotten some of the books from some of the authors you've had on. I like even the business segments that I wasn't so sure about at first, but now I like them. And I heard you talking about GM and all the people that are going to get laid off, and I really feel for those people. How hard is that at the holidays? And good for those that could afford to take the buyouts, but for the others who will then ultimately go, it has to be rough as they are trying to find jobs. And even if there are jobs, can they really replace the job that they had? And I think you said it best, that the thing that has to be remembered is, you know, they're closing these assembly plants, but part of it is because they didn't bet right in Lordstown, Ohio, in Ontario. And the crews and the other cars that they produced that weren't being bought, wouldn't they have hired better forecasters? I mean, who was there for the Volt and the Impala and all the cars that just weren't making it? Why didn't they design things and pay attention to what was being forecasted as to what people were buying? Yeah, like the crossover, because that's what you kept hearing about, SUVs, baby SUVs. And knowing your market, that's key. I would think that finding the right kind of people to do that job would be huge. Because you can have futurists, you can look and try to focus on what might happen, but are you throwing darts at a board? And maybe in some ways, when you look at consumers, you take polls, you do all the things you do. It's not like they didn't do it. They're not stupid. But who are the people doing that behind the scenes? What did they miss? That they missed on so many different cars, like, okay, let's discontinue this before, and we've got something in its place. But, you know, the deal is they don't do the cost-cutting moves. How do they save GM, or do they go in bankruptcy again? So $6 billion by 2020. And then they're reinvesting in technology. But they have to find the right technology. What is that right technology? Robot cars. And everybody's talking about robot cars. That's where it's going to be at eventually. And certainly in some areas, it will absolutely be what it's about. And that costs a lot of money. Revamping that, working with that technology, all of that. Self-driving cars are electric, but they still have operating controls, steering wheel, brakes. And they're being tested in San Francisco and in the Phoenix area. So this is really where that money's going to go. It's going to go toward those prototypes and testing and everything else that entails. Stay with us. We're going to the Man Cave next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to
play the bad game.
No, no, it's written in the teacher's app. It's the sound of good writing. She's good for him, he was always right for her. She was always going around my town. When you are together, the things together, it's impossible to shut them out. We're mad at the other side, you believe in this right. But please, you gotta hear yourself. You gotta listen to yourself.
Yeah, we're invading the man cave. That's what that song means. Thanks to the me's in Minneapolis. I like their music a lot. And we got one of them here. That would be Andy. You really do, for people, I wanted people to know that, you really do have a good sound. You have a unique sound. How did you develop that?
Well, the singer and I spent a lot of time bouncing ideas off of each other, so it's no one person's idea. I think it works better to kind of collaborate with everyone else in the band to come up with a way to come up with a unique sound that, like, already we knew that five people would like, rather than just one. So, collaboration.
Right, then somebody being a dictator. So, in other words, you collaborated.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the best. You know, it's tough to keep bands together.
And Brutal Honesty.
Songs written about bands, right?
Brutal Honesty was another important part of that. And, like, if one of us didn't like something, we were very vocal. Things got heated.
So, we're all going to be friends afterwards, right? We're going to all be friends. We can still go out and have beers.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's nice to have musicians that are your
friends. I think that's good.
But as an artist, you know, you have to have that a creative outlet that feels real and sincere. So even if you do get mad at each other, you appreciate the honesty.
Right, and you know what? That's the best way, because how are you going to create good art? I mean, if you can even go way back, I just heard an interview with Paul McCartney, who was talking about the fact that, of course, it's famous that he and John Lennon didn't necessarily have the greatest relationship, and he says it's typical of a band. That's the relationships we had. And he said, but that's how some good music came out, because they disagreed on sometimes, or then they knew when they had the right riff or somebody had the right lyrics, the right words, and he said that. So that
makes
sense.
If you're just always saying
Absolutely.
Yes to each other, then you don't know the difference between a good idea and a bad idea. You need to have that contrast of like, well, you know, this one actually isn't good enough for me. Like, I think we can do better. Then you know when they actually do
yep.
like it that it is.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah.
Right, and it's not phony. Excellent.
Really?
Well, we like the man cave. We appreciate that. We appreciate that a lot.
And beers and pizza.
Let's talk for a second here in the man. Yes, beers and pizza. You're right. Beers and pizza are all about a man cave. I just had a conversation with a guy who's a mascot, and we'll have him on America tonight. And his name is Greg Succo, and he lives in Minneapolis. And he is the mascot. He's a mascot called Hawkeye Elvis. And he invited me to his man cave, and he said it will be painted like Iowa, but you are welcome to talk about anything you want, and we'll serve you the drink of your choice. So, and he said pizza, and there would be pizza there. So whatever the great pizza places are in Minneapolis, because I am determined to have a trip to Minneapolis so I can peel back the onion for everybody and take some video of what the studios look like at the mothership of GCN. And so we'll reveal a different kind of cave for you. So there you go.
It is the great result. You know,
as we kind of bounce around, it is. You're right. The great resolve. I'll tell you what, I did not see this coming. The Cowboys played the Saints on Thursday Night Football, and the score was so incredibly low. So the Cowboys are for real, and the Saints are still for real, but the Saints just, you know, Drew Brees trying to bring him back, throws an interception. The score was so bloody low, I'm stunned. It was 13-10. So nobody nailed the score. When you all call in and participate or send me your emails, I'm stunned. We all had high guesses, but nobody got 13-10 Cowboys. So the Cowboys are 7-5. New Orleans is 10-2. The Saints before were scoring 37.2 points a game, most in the league. And they didn't show up the first half at all. So the Cowboys capitalized. And then they couldn't come back. And just nobody was scoring. And so there you go. So a very big win. And the Cowboys' defense, that was the key. The Cowboys' defense was amazing in this. And that made the biggest difference, I think, of all of it. So it's interesting how people were ready to just trash the Cowboys, and it shows you how a couple of games can swing in one direction and completely change the direction of a team, because right now they're looking really good in the NFC East. And that would be part of the conversation. People talk about the Cowboys, whether they root for them or they, you know, don't root for them. Sometimes people who have children lose their mind and decide that they're going to name their child after a sports hero. In fact, that happens a lot. Mbappe was one of the stars of the World Cup, and a French couple is in a legal fight to name their baby Griezmann Mbappe after that star. And there are laws, there are naming laws preventing people from doing that. So according to the newspaper of record, they decided in France, the registrar in France, in one of these towns in France, decided that the name is against the child's best interests of infringing on the rights of third parties to protect their family name. But since the early 90s, the French have had the freedom to name their babies unless it's deemed against the interest of the child. So there you go. And before, only certain names were acceptable. There was a law that was enacted by Napoleon, you know him, Bonaparte. So that was the deal. Mbappe. They get the World Cup, but the people do not get the naming rights. That's just too, that's ridiculous. It's one thing, I don't know, it's one thing to have, like, the name, the first name or the last name, maybe, of an athlete, but to have the whole full name? I mean, am I looking at this differently, or what? I mean, it seems clever, perhaps, at the time, but then you gotta think, they're gonna be in France with that name, that famous name. And that's just gonna stick, and it's odd. So I'm going to agree with the French government that that's silliness. Silliness. 51 points warrants a mention in the man cave. Kevin Durant poured in 51 for the Warriors. Kawhi Leonard had 37. The Raptors held on for the win, 131 to 128. Wow. Durant scored 27 points in the second half. Golden State rallied. They were down 17 points to force the extra frame, but he was nailing everything. But in overtime, Golden State was a little bit sloppy. They had 5 turnovers, including 4 in 5 possessions. So he turned the ball over 4 times when you have possession of the ball in a row. Here we go again. And we've changed again. Then, you know, it's just going to be tough to close it out. So a crazy historic night for Kevin Durant. But then in the end, the Warriors don't get the victory. I mean, they've showed that they can be weak now. Golden State has gone 5-6 without Steph Curry, their superstar, starting the season 10-2. So now 15-8, the Warriors have been unable to separate themselves like they have in past seasons, where they have crazy record-setting wins and everything else. It's been a lot more difficult. That would be conversation in a man cave. Like, wow, what's going on with the Warriors? Not so easy anymore, right? Because other teams have amped up, and then they don't have Steph Curry, who is a difference maker. Thanks for joining us in the man cave and joining us for everything else that we did this hour on America Tonight. Remember, you can always get a hold of me, katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.